Show with Jay Leno. Sammy Hagar gets a haircut.
Hey, you know, a few weeks ago, our old friend Sammy Hagar called us with this kind of interesting idea. He said he wanted to cut it. You know, he's got that really long hair, legendary long hair. He wanted to cut his hair for charity. He wanted to do it on our show. And we invited him here. I think he was a little scared.
Sammy?
He's backstage. We got a camera on him back there. Hey, Sammy, there you go. Apparently, Sammy just came from a funeral, judging by his clothes. It's like he mugged Jimmy Buffett on the way over here. Now, Sammy, you still got to cut your hair? You're chickening out?
No, I'm going to do it, Jay. I'm just a little nervous about this guy you handpicked, you know, to do it.
Well, we have Richard the Scary Steve Man. You know, he's, you know, don't be, you know, he does Kevin's hair. Right, Kevin?
He does.
No, thanks, Kevin. None against Kevin, but no. I mean, can we get somebody else?
I have a hunch he might weasel on us here. So we're gonna bring him out here to do this. We're not gonna do it back here. After the commercial, we'll go into the audience. I assume we have some Sammy Hagar fans here, right?
Yeah.
We will go into the audience. And we'll pick two people out. They will compete for the right to cut off Sammy's hair. Want to do that? We'll do that? All right, we'll do that when we come back. Does that sound good to you, Sammy?
Hey, that's great.
All right, good. We'll do that. Let's bring out the man whose head is on the chopping block, Sammy Hagar! Are you ready to cut your hair?
Yeah, I am.
Now, actually, you're doing this for good cause. Tell people why you're doing it. I think this is very nice.
Well, I was going to cut it anyway, but my wife said don't just, you know, throw it in the trash. So there's an organization called Locks of Love that make wigs for children that have alopecia and chemotherapy and permanent hair loss. And so we make some wigs for them, and the fans are going to donate a lot.
Be able to make hundreds of wigs, pretty much. Well, let's go. To make sure that things go right and none of Sammy's arteries are accidentally severed, let's bring out famous Hollywood hairstylist Jonathan. Who, Jonathan, come out of here. Jonathan will supervise. Hello, Jonathan. How are you? All the stars, right?
Everybody, do you?
You made to Ricky Martin, right?
Ricky Martin.
Everybody. Okay. Now, what's the first thing we have? Should we put him in the chair?
Go ahead.
Let's get him in the chair. Give him the chair. All right. Now, what we have to do first, I guess, is figure out what hairstyle would be best for Sammy. You know what you want in the hairstyle?
Actually, I don't. You
know, we have some ideas. Take a look at some of these. Here's one here. Now, that's kind of a Mo Howard. That's kind of a Mo Howard look. I know. I try the next one. The next one, that's kind of a hip thing. Kind of a Mr. S. is Don King. How about Ted Koppel hair? This Ted Koppel hair. Well, you have all night to make.
I know what I don't want, Jay.
Make up your mind. All right, let's bring our winner over here. Come on over here. There she is. Hey, you all cleaned up?
All right.
Say hello to Sammy.
Well, halfway cleaned
up. Halfway cleaned up. He smells wonderful, doesn't he?
Well, actually, starting to smell better.
A little tequila, and some guacamole. You're all set. Okay. Now, Jonathan, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna do these scissors. You're gonna hold these, okay? Because we gotta get a couple chunks off.
Sit down.
Come on.
Here we go.
All right. So one at a time, we're gonna take a couple chunks off for as much.
You ready,
as
Denise?
We can.
Oh yeah.
You ready?
Okay. Do we get a drum roll?
Here we go. Right there. Right there.
Don't worry about scarring. You can actually see the human shape of the skull starting to come out now.
There you go.
Right my ear. There. Don't be afraid to clip in the ear. Yeah! After this, be right back with Courtney Thorne-Smith. crowd. Come on out here, Sammy Hagar. Thank you very much, folks. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.